Now, let's move on, because you've probably noticed in the last couple of years, there's been a great move to try to get more and more of us out into the great outdoors. And you hear things like forest bathing and people who do that, and more people love cold water swimming, and more people like hiking and hike climbing mountains and that. And there's really been a big shift towards getting more people out into the great outdoors for the sake of their mental health. And with that in mind, my next guest set up his own business, which is all about, it's called Muddy Souls, by the way. He set it up in the west of Ireland, where he's from, in County Leitrim. And he set it up primarily because he himself had his own mental health issues. And he saw how being outdoors benefited him massively. And he got so much out of it that he decided to spread the word and take other people out into the great outdoors. His name is Paul Rooney. His company is called Muddy Souls. And he has now set it up in Killarney and moved permanently to Killarney, because he says the National Park and all the other beautiful places we have at our disposal here in Kerry makes it the ideal place for this kind of business. So I spoke to Paul Rooney earlier. I think you'll find him a really different and really interesting character. And at the outset, he told me a little bit about setting up Muddy Souls.
Yeah, so Muddy Souls Adventures is a business I designed for well-being, escaping in nature. It's to bring people into the mountains, off the beaten track, and to teach them that why we're going to these mountains, what are they doing for me, and obviously it's going to do it for the humans that turn up on the morning of the events. I run them throughout Ireland, not just Kerry, but I'm basing myself for 3 weeks, 3 weeks of the month in Kerry, and then I go up to Northwest, Leitrim, Sligo, Galway, County Clare, all along the coast, and providing incredible locations. And there's no rush on these adventures. There's just sitting down, taking in, learning about the flora and the fauna, and learning about the wildlife what's growing around and what's flying around people, which is so scary to see how little people know in Ireland about what is out there and human connection with nature. Like, it's so enjoyable teaching it, but it does make me angry in a little way. Like, I do kids events as well, where their parents are with them. And sometimes the kids even know more than the parents. And I'm like, whoa, you know? So it's lovely to see 10 and 15 people connecting, having the chats openly. I'm getting messages on a Sunday that, Paul, whatever you do or whatever you said in the car park starting off, I've released more to the people that I never have ever met. And I've told them my story that I haven't even told my therapist fully yet. Mm-hmm. And that is exactly why I'm doing what I'm doing. Because nature and the great outdoors will do that every day of the week.
And when did you discover this yourself? Did you have like a mental health issue yourself that was improved once you started getting out in the great outdoors?
Absolutely, and I'm delighted you asked that question. 10 or 11 years ago, I went through definitely what we'll call a dark patch in life. We're not going to go into it because we haven't the time, and maybe another day we'll come back on and talk about that. But I was extremely sad, I was extremely low and extremely down. And my father had always brought me into nature, had always brought me into the birds and the bees and the wildlife with the dogs. And I just continued to go back. I travelled thousands of miles. I spent so much money on diesel in my wee caddy van throughout the 32 counties of Ireland. And I scaled most peaks throughout Ireland. But I also met people along the way. And they spoke to me on the mountains. There wasn't anyone like there is nowadays on the mountains. There was an odd hill walker, which was a completely different atmosphere 10 years ago. But then people sat down on stones, while the rain hit at the side of our faces. And they spoke to me, you know. And that's when I knew that I needed to bring people to witness this. Friends came to me and go, they were on my hike. They used to come along with me a nod day, not much. And they used to say, you need to give this to Ireland and you need to teach Ireland what's going on in the land today, Paul, because what you have is a gift, and share it to the world.
And you did this by way of trying to heal yourself for whatever dark time you were going through.
Absolutely. And every time I went, I felt a little bit better. There's no doubt about that. And I still do to this day. You know, and them times were them times were rough, and there was times when I didn't even nearly get to the summit, but I still felt that little bit better out there, roaming around on my own, and it didn't matter whether the wind or the rain was hailing or the sun was shining. I'd often sit down on a stone, and to be honest, I was emotional, you know. I used to cry my eyes out in places where there wasn't a person for miles, but I needed to let it out. But I also went through, I suppose there was, I think it was up to 5 different counsellors in therapy. I will always openly say the best thing I ever done was open up and went to therapy and spoke about my troubled times and about my sadness. And if you said that to me 15 years ago, I would have laughed at you. But I never knew that it could hit me the way it did. And thankfully, I had the professional help that I needed, but I also had the great outdoors. And that's where I am today, sharing that experience.
What is it about being out in all weathers, in nature, in forests or mountains or wherever, or by a lake or by a beach? What is it about that lifts us? Can you describe it, or is it hard to describe?
Yeah, absolutely not. It's the unknown. And there's a fear in it as well. You got to have fear in life. You know, you're coming through a forestry and, you know, which way did I come? And it's definitely like, you know, what's that plant and the bird? What type of bird is this? Next thing you turn around and there's a big red stag next to you, you know. It's constant excitement. And we have to have that in life. It's the rivers are flowing. There's you discovered a new waterfall if you follow, if you handrail a river up through a mountain. And It's the power. There's a power off the beaten track on the landscapes. And I have to preach this to people. Get off the normal trail that 99.9% of people are on, and get off it into the unknown and see the lichen growing and the stagnant moss growing around you. Sit down and feel it, you know. And like, let the ravens come around you. And next thing you know, on the national park there we have in Killarney is a sea eagle. That guy is 3 metres wide, you know. 2.5 to 3 metres wide. People don't even know that exists in Ireland. They think that was nearly a part of the dinosaur. But this is real. This is in Ireland. We have it all here, but people got to see that, and you'll feel it as well, and it'll put an energy through you like no other. And that's all about just stepping away from the public and the normality and going into the off the beaten track, and that's what I'm providing and teaching in Ireland.
So your walks and your adventures are for everybody of all ages, are they?
They're for all ages, yeah, but different categories. Like, we go from a kids event, and then we go from an adult medium level to an easy level, to a beginner's level, to a very hard level then for experience that want to get really, you know, a challenge. You know, it could be a 16-hour hike up, you know, some crazy stuff, you know.
And what about weather? You said to me just before we came on air that, you know, we've lovely weather at the moment, but you believe in getting out in all weathers.
Absolutely, yeah, Ma. And you know, funny enough, coming in the door, I knew you were going to say, isn't it a lovely day? We need this. Hold on a minute, you know. There's 365 days in the year. There's something exciting that you can do for every single one of them days. And we have this weather, and we see this huge level of people now coming out and walking and this and that. But we have to have a tool to make sure in our head that we're going to get out there and make the most of every single day. If it's a sunny day, I have 25 people turning up in the car park. But if it's a rainy day, I have 12 to 14. Now, don't get me wrong, this is a business I'm running, and them people might have paid, but they're missing out on that opportunity. And what's hard about it is, I make it exciting by, you know, chasing waterfalls on that day, getting wet for the 4 to 5 hours, going, like, you know, through the bogs, following these beautiful rivers that we have, seeing and, you know, getting out there. And it's not about the weather. People see my life in the middle of winter and go, these pictures are incredible. They're incredible. The frogs are jumping in the wet. The rivers are roaring. The landscape is green because we have water in this country. And I even noticed that from the Americans that I'm guiding. They're so grateful for Ireland. And I just wish that the Irish will have more power and more grateful for the landscape we have. Like, they have the best day with me, no matter if it's rain, hail or snow, the Americans, because they're so wowed about what we have everywhere. the rivers, the stone walls, the cottages, the beautiful forest, the glowing green of Ireland, raw Ireland.
Which we all take for granted.
We take it so for granted.
And now talk to me about, Muddy Souls is your main business, obviously, yes. But you recently you've got into this whole idea of creating a safe space in Killarney. What do you mean by that? What's a safe space?
Yes, so this is a lovely thing that I've designed in Killarney. But throughout Kerry, people are travelling from Ballybunion, they're travelling from Limerick there. So I've set this up. This is the third week now. So it's nice to be on now and we're introducing it. It's called Shared Silence. It's a safe place for people to come and we go for a talk or have a talk and then go for a walk after, or it could be vice versa. It could be from any location. My base is the Killarney Racecourse, but like, for example, tonight we're going to the mountains between Tralee and Killarney and we're going up there and we're going to chase a big monster sunset tonight with a lovely group of people. But I'm going to provide teas and coffees and biscuits and snacks in the car park on my wee jet boil. Everyone has a job, stirring the tea bag, getting the things, getting the sticks ready or whatever. And that's how connection happens. It's through a bit of teamwork, and next thing we go and we share each other's stories along the way. On the first night, I shared my own personal story for 80 minutes in the Killarney Racecourse. And it resonated with so many people. The show, you know, Paul is just a normal guy, going through his struggles all the time. But he has tools in his toolbox ready to go. And I want to share them tools with the public of County Kerry.
Okay, and like the shared silence, is that for people who may be going through a tough time at the moment that need something different in their lives?
It's for every single person that stands in this country of Ireland. That's who it is. It doesn't matter whether you're going through the toughest time in life or you're the happiest person. Next week can be totally different. You got to be a part of that community. You got to have a, you know, as I said to them the other night, if you get a flat tire on the side of the road, you put it into the group chat. We have a WhatsApp group chat already with 80 people on it. You put it in and I can guarantee you we'll have 2 or 3 people to that person on the side of the road. We need to build a team. We need to build, in my eyes, we need to build connection where people need help. We need to bring the happiest people to help each other. We need everybody. And that's what I just said. We said we could have a debt in the family tomorrow morning. So we need a bit of, you know, we need a bit of support in our life. And some people don't have that and some people do. So I'm just, it's a lovely way to say it, shared silence, and also that it's a safe place for people to come and connect with like-minded people, put away the phone for 3 or 4 hours in the evening and let's have fun.
Sounds good. And this is free. This is a free
free thing in County Kerry at the moment, Killarney based.
So we're talking to you on Tuesday the 26th of May. When is the next one?
So the next one is tonight at 7:30, and then the next one after that will be, I'm not too sure because I'm going back to my family in Leitrim, but what I will say in the group is, would anyone like to lead a little walk, say? I know it's hard for people and they might be a wee bit anxious of doing it and this and that, but it would be lovely when I go back and do my Northwest adventures back there that week, that someone midweek would like to say, I'll take the wee walk, we'll go for an hour down to wherever, you know, even through the town, people watching, just a bit of have the chats, have the crack, you know what I mean? Bring back a little bit of madness and human connection. That's all I want. And just for this to be fun and friendly and like, I have 500 people on a 450 to 500 people on a WhatsApp group chatting us constantly in Galway, and they're meeting up every week still, and it's just exciting that know that Tuesday or Wednesday is coming, that there's something to look forward to. Simple.
How can people find out more if they're interested in either Muddy Souls or the Shared Silence event?
The best way is Facebook and Instagram today. Social media is great in one way and bad in another. As long as you're careful, it's an incredible tool to have. So Muddy Souls on Instagram is very live. Muddy_Souls, and that's SOULS. And Facebook is Paul Rooney, Muddy Souls Adventures on Facebook. And there's, shoot me over a message, you get put onto the WhatsApp group, and then you'll see all my events coming up throughout the year. It's really taken off, and Kerry has invited me in with open arms, and it's gone absolutely bonkers, to be honest, at the moment.
And that was Paul Rooney speaking to me last week about the importance of the great outdoors, and his company again is called Muddy Souls. I think it was the late great John B. Keane that used to say that if you ever had anything bothering you, are troubling you or weighing you down with worry, to go for a walk near water, be it a river or the sea or a lake or whatever, and that you would automatically feel calmer afterwards. So that whole idea of the healing power of the great outdoors, it isn't anything terribly new. It's just that we're catching on to it more and more in recent years with all the talk about people's mental health challenges. So fair play to Paul. He's doing terrific work there over in Killarney.